Monsoon rains are causing flooding across Pakistan's southern Sindh province, resulting in over 200 deaths and leaving tens of thousands of people homeless. The current crisis follows a devastating flooding in 2010, which killed about 2,000 people and made 11 million homeless in one of Pakistan's worst natural disasters. Over 800,000 families remain without permanent shelter from last year's countrywide floods, and more than 1 million need food assistance. Bishop Max John Rodriguez of Hyderabad in southern Pakistan said that the sudden widespread flooding has left the government and aid groups helpless.
Last year we had very bad floods, but this year is equally bad. And in some areas that were not affected last year, this year they are very much affected. The worst part is, you see, that this year, last year a lot of NGOs and a lot of donors came forward to help out. But this year, the government also has been helpless, and there have been fewer NGOs that were able to do things because it came on so suddenly, and it was so widespread. It has spread so wide in the whole of the province of Sindh in Punjab, in the north as well as the south. So the people are really on the roads and on high ground. Their houses have fallen down. They have no food, no water to drink. They are in the thousands and thousands outside their houses. The streets look like big rivers, wide rivers. It is really a terrible situation to witness.
And how is the church responding to the emergency there?
Well, our Caritas is doing its best. Church, social arm of the church. And in parishes and so on, whatever we can do, people are trying to do, but they are mostly, or most of our parishes here are affected. For example, in Nawabshah, we just got a call from Nawabshah parish telling us that there is about 5 feet of water in the compound, church compound. The parish house also now has about 1 foot of water in the dining room. Then the church, quite a lot of the church, the floods reached quite high in the church as well, about 2.5 feet above the flooring of the church. So it is a very bad situation. Kundri has been affected, Badin has been very badly affected, Martli has been affected, Sangar has been affected, Padri Jogot has been affected. Nawabshah is very badly affected, the worst affected, and Kherpur. So most of our parishes, when you talk about how is the church, so our parishes are mostly this time in trouble. Last time there were fewer parishes that were so deeply in trouble. But this year it is really, really very bad in Sindh.
And how can the rest of the church, how can the rest of the world respond to help you in this situation?
Well, I suppose, I hope they would come and not only make pledges, but they would be able to do something, because these some things, many did do a lot of good things. Many NGOs did come and did help. But, you know, we are now, I've been having maybe a donor fatigue or what, I don't understand. But the situation is really demanding a lot of help from the church as well, not only and other agencies that could help. The government has appealed, because it has gone beyond the control of government. They have appealed to the United Nations. The president and the prime minister has asked the United Nations to please help.
And what
now, it depends on the church outside, how the church thinks and how they could do things.
What's the immediate future?
Immediately, the water is all over. We are not weak. For example, in Nawabshah church, we are not even allowed to throw that water out on the roads, because other houses are also underwater. So the public is also, you know, not allowing their situation to worsen. Secondly, all our drainage system and so on has gone kaput. So I don't know, with the water just staying on the roads, how far we can take any immediate step. But yet we are doing our best. We have been able to give plastic sheets to people. We've been able to give some food packages to people, reach some food packages out. So because those people who are staying, most parishioners who work on the land, they have no houses and no food and no water at the moment, no drinking water. Secondly, we are now getting into a very serious situation of dengue fever. Dengue fever is spreading. Now we have over 3,500 cases of dengue fever. The crops have been completely destroyed. All our crops have been completely destroyed. So really there is a widespread destruction. Now what we can do together, all of us, how the church could show its solidarity, it's up to our whole church how we respond.